When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Girl Stop Playing, a weekly show that empowers Black women to stop playing with their potential so they can live a life that they love. I'm Coriel, your favorite homegirl, and I'm on a mission to help Black women make the money and get the honey. You can have it all as long as you're willing to work. Welcome back to another episode of the Girl Stop Playing podcast. It's your favorite homegirl, Coriel, here to encourage you to stop playing with your potential and start working for what you want in life and in love. You already know that I believe you can make the money and you can get the honey. You can have it all as long as you are willing to work. And today we have a super special working woman in the studio. We got my girl Precious in the building.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
So y'all don't know this, but me and Precious go way back.
Way back.
Way back to like 07. The first year I moved to
Atlanta.
We were
like in eighth grade or something like that.
I know. Like, yeah, we are Gen Z girls. Check us out. But we started in the trenches teaching.
Yes.
I was in Rockdale County. You were in APS fighting for your life.
The thug life.
And I feel like we've lived several lives.
So many lives.
2007.
So many lives.
It's actually crazy how long it's been. But introduce me and my people to Precious K. Williams in this season.
Oh, wow. Hi, ladies. I am a mommy wellness coach and an international wellness speaker, but I often encourage my clients and audiences to describe yourself outside of what you do. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I love Jesus. That's my homeboy. I grew up in Chicago. My family's from Ghana, West Africa. So you're going to hear a little bit of jollof rice, a little bit of house music mixed together. I went to Howard, one of the best decisions I ever made. Moved down to Atlanta. So I have a good eclectic mix. I'm a girl mom of three, a wife of one.
Wife of one. Let's make that clear.
He the bomb. And so basically, I'm really passionate about generational health. I'm really passionate about generational healing. I know that generational wealth is something that our people have recently been able to get into, but that generational health has taken a little bit longer. People still feel like it's a fad, that working out is not important, that, oh, you're vegan, oh, you're pescatarian. And they look at you like healthy is odd. And I just want to help rewrite that for moms, especially because I believe when you lift a mom, you changed her entire bloodline. So.
Absolutely. So let's talk about your personal journey, because I believe that the people who are usually the most passionate and typically the most successful with what they do, they started with self. Like you had to overcome something yourself, and then usually you just branch out and help other people do the same.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about your personal journey. Like, what was your Girl Stop Playing moment when it came to health?
That's a good one. I love you. You're good. You're so good, y'all. It's crazy watching each other like two kids and not like we're two grown women. But the reality is, you're right. The message is always for the messenger first. So I had two Girl Stop Playing moments, one before I got married and one after. So I was about 25. I'd just gotten out. So don't try to do the math. I had just got out of a serious relationship and it was not the best. It was toxic. I gained a lot of emotional weight. Now, I weigh less now than I weighed in ninth grade. So weight loss and wellness has always been like something that I had to be cognizant of. But at that point, it was like, girl, you grown now. Like, if you really want to be a wife, be a mother, you're going to have to prioritize you. And so I went on the journey then. I lost 75 pounds trying different things. Good things, bad things, right?
Okay.
And I learned a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes, but having a health science degree, having a counseling degree helped me really put the pieces together on what are the real long-standing ways to lose weight and keep it off and live a healthy lifestyle. So that was my first.
Was your initial interest in studying health science? Because I didn't know about this about you. See, yeah. I'm learning too. Was your initial interest your own health? Because you said you this has kind of been a challenge since ninth grade. Were you wanting to learn, like, how can I help myself? This is why you studied it. Or, like, what was your initial interest in even getting into health science?
It's so funny how, listen, I love being interviewed because God don't be playing with his people and their story. It was a generational healing thing. My mom had a lot of accidents when we were younger. She worked, like, in Northside Chicago, so it was far away. So she had a lot of car accidents, and I used to see her go to physical therapy. So initially, it was about, wow, this is so cool. She couldn't walk, or wow, she had this ailment, and she went to this place, and she was able to heal. So I used to, like, give her massages, help her wear exercises, and I thought, I want to be a physical therapist, until it was time for internship, and I realized I don't want to touch people. And so I was like, okay, I don't want to touch
people. Pre-COVID, you wasn't fooling with
it. I wasn't fooling with touching people. And so I was like, I still am passionate about healing. Though I'm still passionate about seeing someone go from one stage to the next, and that's what led me to counseling. And so it was always about that. So I saw my mom suffer, and I wanted to see people heal like she did, and that's where it led me to health science. And little did I know, all the nutrition and the fitness and stuff like that
came come along with it. So okay, that was your first Girl Stop Playing moment.
Yes.
So post college, pre marriage, you lost 75 pounds,
right?
A lot of different ways.
Yes.
What was the second Girl Stop Playing moment?
Second Girl Stop Playing was when life really was lifing. I was a mom of two at the time, one bonus baby, one biological baby.
Birthed baby.
Mm-hmm. And I was just like, this cannot be what I desired.
What is the this? Talk about the this. Because I feel like when people say that on podcasts, it's like, what is the this?
And you know what? I have gotten so much healing to be able to say it. So listen up, okay? The ghetto, the hood, the burnout. The identity shift, because I didn't want to touch people or be a physical therapist because I wanted to get dressed. I wanted to go out. I wanted to be moving and shaking. And when you have young kids, there's very little moving and shaking. There's a lot of wiping and cleaning and teachers that give you assignments that the kids are never going to remember. And I just was like, am I supposed to cut out all of these things for the reindeer games? Like, I don't want to do that. Like, can I go to Oriental Trading? Sponsor her. But really, I couldn't really imagine that all of my pining, like my first motivation to get healthy was a family. And now I'm here in the family, and this is not what I want.
Girl, it is the biggest
misconception.
The biggest bursted bubble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because especially for little girls who grew up playing with the dolls, wanting to be a mom, teaching the fake stuffed animals, wanting to be a teacher, wanting to be, you know, all of the things that we aspire to be as children, and then we got it.
Yeah.
We got to the mountaintop, and then we started looking around like, wait a minute.
Right.
This isn't what it's supposed to feel like. Like, I don't feel fulfilled.
Right.
And it's easy. It's not a good thing, but it's easy for those blessings to become burdens when our perspective is not right. And that's why I love the way you mentioned, like, I had prayed for this stuff, and this can't be the prize that I had been praying for.
Right.
So in that moment, what did you decide? Like, how did you decide to navigate this new season?
I decided to be honest. So at the time, I believe that every child births something new in the woman. So at that time, I already started my brand. I had already spoken at Work, Pray, Slay. Like, I already done so many things. And I was like, really, no, right before that, I had decided to start my brand, because I was like, I got to do something else, right? I was working from home in the school district. I wanted to do something else. But a little bit, even after I started my brand, I realized I was perpetuating that same message. It's fine. Watch me with the kids. Oh, my gosh. Live simply and passionately every moment. You know, and those things are still true, but the vantage point and the reality needed to be shown that sometimes all the time you love your kids. Sometimes you don't like being in that moment. Mm-hmm. You don't like the role. Just like anybody. I'm sure President Obama didn't like his job every day. I'm sure anybody you admire has moments where they don't like their job. Mm-hmm. And motherhood, unlike fatherhood, because they allow dads to complain. Motherhood is one of those things where people expect you're blessed. Mm-hmm. You pray for those kids.
Yeah,
it's a miracle.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, listen, we are all flawed humans. I am a sinful person. And so is my kids, right? So it's okay to say that. When I was able to say that and really say, you know what? God, I need you to help me get out of this. And when I do, help me find a way to help other moms, because it's lonely out here in the world of reality and gratitude at the same time.
Man, so tough. It's so tough to be. I mean, I literally, a couple weeks ago on Threads, the new Twitter, saw a mom, a special needs mom, and her all I got from, like, the energy that was coming out of my screen was, like, sadness from this lady. She was talking about how if she knew what her life would look like before having a baby, she would not have made this this decision. I don't think that anybody puts that out into the world from a place of, like, anything other than hurt. Like, I felt like this lady needed a safe space. Who knows what she's going through right now? I am not a special needs mom.
Right.
And I still be out here struggling, fighting for my life every day of the week. I don't know that struggle. And the responses that she got, like, the way that the people were just, you should feel blessed, and kids are blessing, and if I was your child and I read this on it, I mean, just the way that people ate this lady up, it's like she obviously didn't have a friend to phone to share this with. She needed a safe space, and we are not afforded the luxury of sharing our truth without being attacked for it, without making, like, that lady felt 10 times worse after, you know, she got attacked than she did when she was just trying to have a vulnerable moment.
Right.
And unfortunately, we don't have, a lot of us don't have a village.
Right.
We don't have a homegirl that we can send a text message to and say, sis, I am struggling. So all we see is the aesthetics online, and we don't often have these conversations from moms who are like, well, I don't, like, hate my kids, but baby, this is hard.
Yeah.
And you're not the only one struggling. And I think that's what is the important part of this conversation.
Yeah, and that's why I started my business. That's really why I went from having a personal brand, which I still, of course, everyone's a brand, but really saying, okay, let me hire a business coach. Let me get this together. Like, this is dire. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, millennial moms are struggling,
we are.
Anxiety meds. Let's talk about self-medicating, right? There's a lot of things that are killing us that did not even kill our parents. That they had, societally, you know, rough environment. We are struggling, and you need that safe space. And social media isn't always a place. It's gotten better. From when I started to now, it has gotten better. There are a few spaces out there, but there are those crevices that are dark, like you mentioned, where people are still on this la-la land. And so that's why I started Moms on the Mission and really decided that we need, which is a program for moms, because we need a community. We need a safe space. And if you're a Christian mom or a faith-based mom or spiritual, you can still be honest. Jesus left his people.
Is that a thing in your... So I'm, like, on the outside. looking in at y'all, right? I'm not the Bible girly, but me and God, we get along real good. Is that a thing, though, where... Because there's already a layer of you shouldn't complain.
Right.
But does Christianity or religion add another layer of you should keep it all together, you shouldn't complain about anything... This is what your life is supposed to be.
Right. As someone who was in ministry for 15 years, culturally, yes. Biblically, no.
Okay.
And so I think that's the thing. There's a misinterpretation of it. And I, like I said, me and Jesus go together real bad, right? But the reality is that, like, Jesus complained. He said, he told the disciples, ye of little faith, like, why y'all wake me up on this boat? I'm just trying to sleep, but y'all don't believe that I can cast this storm out. Be quiet, storm. Storm is quiet. They land, he go back, lay down, right? He's on the water. They see him out there. Come to me. They scared. Come on. Come out, walk on the water with him. See the wind, get scared, start to sink. He's complaining about that. Going up to pray, they fall asleep. Like, Jesus complained. The Bible even says, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. That's complaining, right? Job spent 50 books complaining. So there's complaining in the Bible, but in our world, we like to pretend we are Jesus. Instead of realizing, no, bring your suffering. He says, come to me who are burdened and heavy laden, I will give you rest. But instead of that, we're working, we're grinding, we're struggling, we're hustling to appear to be perfect. It's like, God, like, you know, just like when your kids are tying their shoes and you know you could tie it for them, like, you know you could stop and rest, and I will give you the strength to do what you're doing. So, yes, culturally, I think that we have missed it. But I do believe that when we get people who are not ashamed of the gospel, ashamed of what the Bible really says, to help guide people through that process in their imperfections, because I'll tell you every day there's no hood like motherhood. But I'll also tell you, like, God wants you to rest. And you, it's okay to say, I can't do this right now. I need a minute.
The superwoman. One thing about mama, she is going to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before she even thinks about treating herself. So if you are looking for the perfect gift to make mom feel special this Mother's Day, make sure you check out the Mega Moisture Duo from Osea Malibu, because body care is self-care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven, seaweed-infused skincare. So this Mother's Day, treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
How do you, because you work with moms every day.
Yeah.
How is Superwoman Syndrome showing up typically with millennial moms? Like, what is that looking like? Because somebody might hear me say Superwoman Syndrome and they're like,
that's not
I don't
me.
Yeah, I don't identify with that. So, yeah. What are some ways that could show up?
I think one way it shows up is in comparison. You know, we have this beautiful connection with the world, and then we have this toxic ability to, it's like a walking porch. You know, we had our grandmas just stay on the porch and see people coming and out, but we literally have the porch with a magnifying glass, and unfortunately the magnifying glass or the binoculars only show what the person wants you to see. So I think the comparison comes in. Even still, like, we have this new movement about ease and the soft life, which I think is a blessing in some ways, but sometimes if that's not your reality, if you're a working mom and your husband works 9 to 5 and we're not entrepreneurs, you start wondering, like, I gotta work really hard to get the ease. Even to get the ease or the soft life, I gotta do something to
kill myself.
To find, yeah, like, you're gonna have to work 50 hours, over 50 hours, 100 hours to get to a place where you can take vacations, right? So I think a little bit of it is just, as millennial women, we like to define things. So I'm gonna keep it simple. One, the comparison. Two, we like to define things. So trying to fall into a category of either you're a gentle parent, you're living a soft life, you have an ease, and all of these things. It's putting too much pressure on ourselves.
Is this, do you work, I shouldn't ask you that.
You could say it.
99.9% of people watching this are black women.
Yeah.
What about your clientele? Are they majority
yes.
black women? So is this a black woman thing that we feel like we should have it all together, not complain if we don't, work really hard so before we can rest? Like, is this a cultural thing, do you
I
think?
Don't know, because I've been in, like, a lot of diverse churches. I think the not complaining thing is not necessarily a black woman thing, because
gotcha.
I think black women typically have a little bit of are bold, opinionated, right? We say how we feel, but something about motherhood is like this sacred space, right? Black women still have a higher maternal mortality rate. They still have, you know, we still face so much. So some of it is a true respect, admiration, honor. Like, we don't want to complain about our kids when our sister's having a miscarriage. Like,
that.
There's still a little bit of an honor there. So, unfortunately, generationally, our parents struggled. They struggled silently. They had to, right? Yesterday, I walked in my house, door wide open, and I realized in that moment, like, girl, you don't have to worry about anything. Like, you know your house, your neighborhood is safe. You don't have to worry. Like, there's a new level of peace, but a lot of us haven't embraced that.
Mm-hmm.
We're still perpetuating the things that our parents
We're still living in the struggle that our parents lived in, even though we don't even live there anymore.
Yeah.
Which I think is where the generational health comes in.
Yeah.
Because to your point at the beginning, we are hyper-focused on generational wealth,
mm-hmm.
as we should be, right? We have come from nothing. We are trying to finally get something. And if the way that we need to get it excited about, get ourselves excited about it, is to talk about changing generations, then fine, let's do that. Yeah. But we can't forget the health part of the conversation. I, like you, do believe that true wealth is your health, because you can have all the money in the world, but if you are not around to enjoy it, or if your quality of life is so poor, then what's the big payoff? Like, there is no prize at the end of the day.
No, it's not.
How do you define generational health?
Generational health is basically rewriting the rules of health, right? Rewriting and letting go of the things that have killed us, right? No longer settling for the struggle, the high blood pressure, the high sodium diets, the hypertension, the anxiety, the stress, the arthritis. Heart disease is still the number one killer of Black women in 2024. It was the number one killer of Black women in 2005. It's not, you know, people say, oh, fitness is a fad. No, it's something that's new to us, but it's not. It's something that's new to us, but it's not new, right? And if we don't stop the ball from rolling, the law of inertia is true. It will keep rolling. So generational health is really saying, I'm letting go of the things that have been passed down to me, the unhealthy things, and I'm picking up the habits and the routines that will rewrite that story for me and my bloodline.
I think we often try to use the excuse of things running in our family.
Right.
And that could be the case, but it's usually the habits that run in your family, not necessarily this sickness. It's the habits that have been repeated for generations, and now all of the generations are feeling the effects of it. What are some ways, though, that we can start combating this? Because at 30 plus, you are you.
Right,
so what do you do?
It's in your taste buds, even like what you said. Like, the food don't even taste right if it's not made with a certain way. You tell somebody you don't fry your chicken, it's like, ooh. You don't fry your chicken. Like,
or you don't eat chicken.
Oh, you don't eat? God, me neither. Like, God, for heaven forbid. My kid, it's horrible. But not chicken is horrible if you eat it clean. But the idea of you being different. And I think the first thing you do and first thing I help women do is change your mind. You've got to believe that there's something different available to you. You've got to believe. Like, when I go to a doctor and they ask my health history, I check everything. There's literally, my dad has seizures, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. My mom has arthritis, high blood pressure. I mean, everything. All of the high chronic illnesses. When my kids go to the doctor, they check nothing. It can change in a generation, but you have to believe it's possible. You can't continue to sell yourself that it's not going to change, right? My husband is average weight and still has high blood pressure, but he has decided that it's going to stop with him. He's gone veganish, exercising, managing his stress. His biggest thing is sleep, right? He needs to sleep more because that's tied to high blood pressure and many chronic illnesses. So the reality is, first, your mindset has to change. You have to believe it's possible. And then you have to ask for help. We, like you said, we're walking in generations of doing things ourselves when many of us have the means and resources. And now the professionals, the wellness coaches, the counselors, the professional nutritionists, get with someone who's going to give you a plan, because you YouTube university
might not take you. It might get you started.
It gets you started, but it's not going to keep you consistent, because we can start anything, but the community and the accountability is what's going to keep you consistent. So then really asking for help is the next big thing.
The thing that I think sometimes is a struggle, because once you've worked on your own mindset, you've convinced yourself.
Yeah.
But then there's a community of people around you. It could be your husband. It could be your mama. It could be your best friend. It could be the people down at the church. It could be anybody that looks at you like you got two heads when you say, I don't do that anymore, or I'm making this change, or I've made this adjustment, or whatever. How did you deal with that, if you had to deal with that? And then how do you help your clients in those situations too?
Yeah, I think that one thing I tell people, the CDC says that the health and activity level of toddlers is directly tied to health and activity level of their mothers.
Girl, my husband tell me that every day. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go work out. Don't send me the post again.
Listen, though. But the reality is, we have to show people better than we can tell them. I think a lot of times, as another millennial woman thing, we like to go on our little, you know, tell everybody. Sometimes you can show them better than you can tell them. Mm-hmm. I've been posting a workout video every day. I can't say every single day, but consistently for over 3 years. And now it's like, what you been doing? Like, oh, you looking good. People believe you when they see you. And so I think that one thing we have to stop doing is doing so much talking about it and doing more showing and modeling. Our kids, our families, they don't do what we do say. They do what we do, right? So I think that you are going to face that, but you have to know your why. You have to know your why. The first thing we do in my coaching program is write a letter to ourselves. Why am I doing this? Why is this important to me? Do I want to be in the same place 5 years from now? Do I want to be in the same place 5 months from now? And the biggest question, do I want my kids to fight the same fight that I'm fighting right now? Because if you don't fight it, if you listen to so-and-so or the church member and your grandma and all these people, your kids will fight the same thing you had to fight. If I didn't stop, I would have been in the same high blood pressure category, the same high cholesterol category as my older sister and as my mother. But I had to, thankfully, through the help of the Holy Spirit, do it. And it couldn't be because it was popular. It was not popular at the time.
You had to make a decision.
You had to make a decision.
Move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, so inside of your program, what's the objective? Is it a weight loss program? Is it complete health? Like, talk to me about the program.
Awesome. Yes, it's a holistic health program. Someone asked me the other day that we both respect, are you helping moms lose weight? And I said, well, not all my clients. I dropped the ball a little bit. I dropped the ball, and now I'm going to fix it right now. All of my clients lose weight. They don't all lose physical weight. I believe every mom has weight to lose. And if you don't have weight to lose, you have weight that you've already worked off to lose that you need help being consistent losing. It's either mental weight, spiritual weight, emotional weight, or physical weight. The physical weight is usually last. It's the mental and emotional weight that every single one of my moms 100% improves their sleep and energy level within the first 4 weeks of working with me. So people who thought, oh, I have insomnia, I'm not a sleep therapist, but these are little things that I'm helping them realize in their life, their routines, their schedule, their workload in their home. I'm sure we'll get to that.
Do these husbands be mad at you?
Actually, they don't.
Okay.
Some of them are happier. You wouldn't realize that a lot of husbands are willing, they don't know yet that they're willing to do more if it means that their household and their wives are happier. So if you're just telling your husband, okay, I need you to do bedtime 3 nights a week because I want to go to the gym. Or 3 nights a week. And I'm going, you know, and with no reasoning, maybe it'll be an adjustment. But when they start seeing that you're going to the gym, you come back energetic, get in the shower, put on your pajamas, and you're doing the nighttime routine that your coach told you to do, it's going to change some things, right? You're going to have a little bit more energy. Your waistline going to be going down. Your relationship
it gotta
is going
be
to
be some in it from him.
It's going to be something in it for everyone. It's an investment that it helps every single person. Mm. And of course, I encourage them to do it for them. But I'm telling you, we want to be happy. Nobody gets married and says, I want to be unhappy.
This is true.
I have had many a husband say thank you. I had a wife who was like, I don't think my husband's going to go for the investment. And then she comes back like, he said he'll pay for it. Like, you know, I don't know how they daily money, but that's what he said. He said, no, I'll pay for it. Because you think, oh, I'm good. And everyone around you can tell, no, you're not.
There's a sound, like an Instagram, or actually it's a clip from an interview going around saying that the single most important determinant factor of, you know, the quality of life of a child is the quality of life of the mother.
Right.
It's how happy is this mother.
Yeah.
And when I think about my mama was miserable.
Yeah.
How great of a experience can you have with your children if you are miserable?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the importance of this conversation, yes, we want to look good. You know, when we look good, we feel good, all of the things. But your true happiness,
yeah,
internally, like you being the best possible version of yourself and you experiencing the best life that you can live, everything around you, everybody around you is going to benefit as well. And I think a lot of times we think of this laundry list of things we got to do. We don't have time to do this. We don't have time to do that. We have anything. We can make anything happen for our children.
Right.
But taking care of yourself is what your children actually need.
Right. And you're right, because that's it. First thing is the letter to yourself. But in my framework, it's called the LIFT framework. The first letter is L, lighten your load.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell them to eat nothing different, go anywhere different, pick up a weight until you lighten your load. We look at your household, we look at your job, we look at whatever is heavy on your plate,
mm-hmm,
and that load has got to lighten. I had a mom was like, my husband don't cook. That's fine. He don't have to cook. If that's what y'all do, what works for you, because I am not trying to break up nobody's happy home, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he was willing to take the baby to practice. What she was doing, going to work, coming home, picking up the baby, going to, like a crazy person. I'm like, you got a man at the house. And so they changed that. He took the baby to practice every day. now that's 2 hours of her life that she's got.
And he probably doesn't even mind. Most of the time, we're just not getting help because we're not asking
yes.
for it.
And we're not doing something that I tell them all the time. Delegate the delegatables. Don't ask for help. Reassign it. Mm-hmm. It's not your task no more. Them both y'all kids, right? Them both y'all kids. And a lot of times, I love y'all mamas. I was you. You is me. We ice these men out. Not everybody. There are some people who have bigger work to do. And I have a list of therapists I can encourage you to go to. But there are a lot of times where, like, because we want it done our way, we've been used to doing it our way, our kids are used to doing it our way, that we ice them out. And they want to experience the new form of fatherhood, too. My dad never gave me a bath. I don't even know if he knew where the lotion was in my house. You understand? My husband gives them a bath every night. Like, they have a different view of their dad. He's the stern protector from Brooklyn, New York, but he's also the vegan-loving, chili-making, bath-time dad, too. And that's, like, the biggest form of generational health and healing ever for mm-hmm. me, right? And so if I would have just been like, I'm going to do it all, I'm going to be a superwoman, inadvertently, no one really wants that for themselves. But if you keep doing that, you're going to keep getting that. And I'm just so grateful. Like, it didn't happen overnight, and I know I had to struggle so that I can get to this point mm-hmm. because the moms that are experiencing it, their lives are changing. And now you're doing things that the weight is lifting.
Yeah. So the LIFT framework, the name of the program, though,
is Moms on a Mission.
Moms on a Mission. Look in this camera right here and tell the people how they can learn more about Moms on a Mission and where they can find you online.
Awesome. So Moms on a Mission, the tagline is Moms on a Mission, Building Generational Health. And so we are building generational health by lifting the mom first. Right? And that's where the LIFT framework comes in. You can find me at Precious K. Williams everywhere. My website is preciouskwilliams.com as well, /moms-on-a-mission. You ain't got to do all that. Because if you go to preciouskwilliams.com, it's already going to be right on there on my menu. And so the LIFT framework is what I have built that really tackles mind, body, and soul, and mind, body, and spirit. And I'm so grateful for it because, yes, I help moms lose weight. But I help them lose the mental and emotional weight first. Physical weight and the weight of being in a job they don't like, weight of never being on a trip, solo trip, weight of not making time for their friends. All of these things come those are all symptoms. They're not really the root problem.
I love it. Listen, mama, we know you love them kids, but what your kids need the most is for you to love yourself.
Yes.
Make sure you tap in with my girl Precious. I will place all of her info down in the show notes below. Please make sure you subscribe to the channel. Share this episode with a friend, and I'll catch you next week. So if you made it this far, I just know you loved that episode. Well, what you did not know is that we recorded it right here in ATL at Elevate Studios. Yes, your girl has her own studio, y'all, and it's not just for me. I'm opening it up for you too. So if you have a podcast, if you are a vlogger, a YouTuber, or a content creator, and you are looking for a professional studio to record your content, or you want to hire me and my team to fully produce your content, make sure you check out the show notes below or log on to elevateagency.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.